In this session, we'll discuss about language and perceptions. Words shape the way we perceive the world. Some people believe that we develop the power to think first and then add language. But linguists suggest that such a theory is backwards. The Safir-Wolf states that language conditions thoughts. If we focus on an unkind word fired away by a tired fellow employee, that word can dominate our perceptions and pollute our mood. Let's take the word kind. No one is kind all the time or mean every moment. If we call ourselves kind, there is a much greater chance that we'll actually be that way, despite some occasional slippages. This familiar phenomenon has been referred to as fulfilling prophecy. By calling ourselves kind, we will want to match our behavior with the words we use. Of course, the opposite is true also. If we tag ourselves as a mean, ordinary, or use other more graphic phrases, we are also more likely to act out those titles we have been bestowed on ourselves. Try this exercise. Write down the words you use most often to describe yourselves. If the words are a blend of troubled, kind, caring, stupid, and struggling, we'll do better, but the words will profoundly shape our perceptions. How about smart, loving, disciplined, organized, and occasionally mistake-prone? There is one negative label at the end, but that can be changed. If we are really mistake-oriented, can't we do something about it? And if we can change that tendency, shouldn't we find some new words to celebrate that change? How about constantly improving or getting better? The point of exercise is to examine carefully the word we use habitually. Such language should give us insights not only about how we view ourselves, but should illustrate how powerful labels are in shaping our behavior. We often become what we call ourselves. This principle can be illustrated by a true story of a college student who is falling